son. Your mother and me would like for you to cozy up to the Finkelstein boy. He's a bright kid, and he's going to military school, and...
Remember, he was an Eagle Scout, and...
Arnold, your...
Will you shut up? We're not gonna have a family brawl!
And a retire.
We put up with a hell of a lot. You lift weights. Build your goddamn muscles, huh? You know, you could build your muscles picking strawberries. You know, band of stoop, like the Mexicans. Shit, maybe I could get you a job with United Fruit. I got a buddy with United Fruit. Get you started. Start with strawberries, you might work your way up to these goddamn bananas. When, boy? When? Are you gonna get your act together?
Gross.
Oh, good God almighty me. I think he's the Antichrist. Anthony, I want to talk to you. Now listen, don't walk away from me when I'm talking to you. You get a goddamn job before sundown, or we're shipping you off to military school with a goddamn Finkelstein shit kid. Son of a bitch.
You're an ogre, just like my father. He won't let me stay out late or play records or anything.
Your father won't let you stay out late?
No, he's terrible. Once I was at a party and it didn't end till late, he called the cops. Can you imagine? He had the whole police force there.
By the way, where is it that you live, Carol?
Over in Ramona. Why? Oh, no. Uh-uh. You thought I'd tell you where I live? Not me. Not old Carol. The night is young, and I'm not hitting the rack till I get a little action. What are you looking at? Who's that? You know him? He's following awful close.
Grab onto something.
Hey, man, I'm sorry if I scared you.
You're gonna have to do one hell of a lot more than that to scare me.
Yeah, but looking all over for you, man. Didn't nobody tell you I was looking for you?
Hey, I can't keep track of all you punks running around here backwards.
Hey, you're supposed to be the fast thing in the valley, man, but that can't be your car. It must be your mama's car. I'm sort of embarrassed to be this close to you.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised driving a field car.
Field car? What's field car?
Field car runs through the fields, drops cow shit all over the place to make the lettuce grow.
That's pretty good. Hey, I like the color of your car there, man. What's that supposed to be? Sort of a cross between piss yellow and puke green, ain't it?
Well, you call that a paint job, but it's pretty ugly. I bet you got to sneak up on the pumps just to get a little air in your tires.
Well, at least I don't have to pull over to the side just to let a funeral go by, man.
Oh, funny. You know what?
Your car's uglier than I am. That didn't come out right.
Come on, boy, let's go. Prove it.
Why don't you go out and try to win yourself a few races? Man, you come on back and I'll show you a few things.
Oh, racing, you can beat him.
Hey, that's a tough-looking girl you got with you, man. What are you doing, trying to pick up a few extra bucks babysit? Hey, dog, why don't you come on ride with me in about 10 years?
Now, leave her out of this. It's just between you and me.
He's getting ready, honey. And you know what that means.
Hey,
this one alone. Hell, I love you.
Let's cook.
He hails me $200. Henry, what you said again?
Henry.
Janet, listen to this.
We got a real problem. You know that thing we took care of upstate?
Paul was just talking about that.
We gotta get it out of there.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna get out of there. They just sold the property and they want to make it into condominiums.
Jimmy, it's been 6 months.
I don't care how long it's been. We gotta get it out of there right away.
Hey, Henry, hurry up, will you? My mother's gonna make some fried peppers and sausage for you.
Oh, hey, Henry.
His arm.
Very funny, guys. Here's a leg.
It's a wing. What do you like, the leg or the wing, Henry? Or you still go for the old hearts and lungs?
Oh, that's so bad.
You guys are paid to protect him from everybody, including himself. And stay away from downtown on the 18th. It's going to be a little, smoggy.
Passengers are here. I gotta go.
Let's go. I'm bored. Let's go.
Here you go.
Bravo.
Would you like anything else once we're airborne?
Oh, Peach. Sit. Come here. You know, I can eat a peach for hours. If I were to send you flowers, where would I, wait, let me rephrase. If I were to let you suck my tongue, would you be grateful?
Hey, la di ding dong, la lang a lang a lang, boom.
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la. Shaboom, 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 yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la. Shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Boom, shaboom.
Hey, la-dee-ding-dong, a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. Shaboom, ba-do,
ba doo ba doo ba ba. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Sweetheart.
Shit, Walter. Mark at 8, dude.
Smokey, this is not Nam. This is bowling. There are rules.
Hey,
There she is. Not so wounded as we were led to believe. So much the better.
Estimating nebula penetration in 2.2 minutes. Reliant is closing.
If they go in there, we'll lose them.
Explain it to them.
That was close.
They just don't want us going in there.
One minute to nebula perimeter.
Why are we slowing?
Dan, follow them into the nebula, sir. Our shields would be useless.
They are reducing speed.
Uhura, patch me in.
Aye, sir. You're on, Admiral.
This is Admiral Kirk. We tried it once your way, Khan. Are you game for a rematch? Khan. I'm laughing at the superior intellect.
Full impulse power.
No, sir. You have Genesis. You can have whatever you... Full power. There, Bill.
I'll say this for him, he's consistent.
We are now entering the Mutara Nebula.
Emergency lights.
Tactical. Inoperative.
Raise the shields.
As I feared, sir, not functional. I'm reducing speed.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
If you're robbing a bank and your pants suddenly fall down, I think it's okay to laugh and to let the hostages laugh too. Because come on, life is funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, more wrestling action coming up. That was a fast one, David.
Holy
I've got to tell
what
you.
What a fast match, but baby, you're going to see it. It's coming tonight. Don't go anywhere. Battle Royal City, $10,000 to the winner. And this is one of the ladies that's going to be in there, Bambi.
Oh, Bambi, it is a delight to meet you, and good luck at this extraordinary event.
$10,000. I'm ready. This Georgia Pete's going to take home $10,000.
We were out here talking to the terrorist. She's very confident, of course. Nina, the world champion. Who do you see as the toughest competition?
I don't know. There's Peggy Lee Leather in there, Luna. There's a lot of tough competition. Everybody in there is tough competition, or they wouldn't be in there. But I don't know. We're going to get together, and I hope I come out the winner.
So do I. You are absolutely adorable and an incredible athlete, as you well know, David McClain.
The terrorist, tonight's your payback, baby. Brandy May is coming in there for you, tearing those shorts, ripping them apart. Tonight's her first match without those gorgeous blue jeans on her. They're coming in their street clothes. Two ways to get thrown out, over the top rope and have your clothes ripped off.
Bambi, anybody special you're going to be after out there?
Yeah, Peggy Lee Leather. You know, she's done a lot of things to me before. Broke the trophy over my head
good
and everything.
Good luck, dear. We're out of time right now. They're hot and heavy. Let's get back to the arena.
Why aren't you waiting inside?
Well, I wanted to watch you come down the street. I like the way you walk.
Ah, shit.
Pony, listen, I've been thinking. Maybe I'll make it with you.
That's what you call thinking, huh? Jesus Christ. You know, you're too much in that, you know that? I mean, you say we're gonna make it, that means we're gonna make it, right? I mean, like, I got no say in this at all, right?
This time we went out. You told me you wanted to do it. You told me how horny a man gets when he's 19, how much his balls ache, morning, noon, and night, 6 days a week, sometimes seven if you don't get it.
How do you remember those things? Look, Annette, we're going to be spending a lot of time together, you know, rehearsing, practicing, whatnot. If we was balling, it would be like we was going together. Not only going with you. Look, I mean, what are you anyway? You nice girl or you cunt?
I don't know. Both?
You can't be both. I mean, that's the thing a girl's got to decide early on. You got to decide, what are you going to be, a nice girl or a cunt? How you doing, Pete?
Hey, Tony, my man.
You got a studio free or what?
Yeah, two is free.
Good. Hey, how you doing?
Steady at 65%.
Pete, it's always busting my onions. I send them a lot of customers, you know, it gives me free studio time.
What do you mean, 65%?
Well, that means that he scores with 65% of the chicks that come in here.
You recognize Roller Girl from her films?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we watch her films a lot at my frat house. I go to CSUN.
Wonderful.
Yeah, fucking guy would never believe this.
So, you know, we've done a whole bunch of films together. Oh, no.
Do you remember me? We went to school together. Your name's Brandy, right? Brandy? Brandy's your name.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Your name's not Brandy? No. Okay.
Can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me. I shouldn't go, but you're wrenching, dragging, shaking me. Turn off the sun, pull the stars from the sky. The more I give to you, the more I die.
You are the perfect drug, the perfect drug.
the perfect drug, the perfect drug, the perfect drug. You are the perfect drug, the perfect drug, the perfect drug. You are the perfect drug, the perfect drug, the perfect drug.
Dante. Goddamn poetry writing faggot piece of shit. Fucker.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been."
"Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Opened wrapped up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, when you don't fight, no child, no.
Actually want to send this?
Why? What is wrong? Read it to me.
To His Majesty King Joffrey Joffer, the Royal Palace, Zamunda. Sire, Akeem and I have depleted our funds. Kindly send $300,000 American dollars immediately, as we are in dire straits. Your humble servant, Semi.
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 Should I make it $400,000?
You think that'd be enough?
You are right. $500,000.
As long as you ask him, why don't we go for a cool million?
You do not think that would be too much?
Nah.
Thank you. going to be pretty.
You hot wire, higher, higher.
Police Department narcotics officer was killed today, serving a high-risk warrant in Echo Park. Give me the bitch. LAPD spokesperson said the officer is survived by his wife and infant child. Shit gets deeper. You get the picture?
Yeah, I got the picture.
Hey, that is the second time you pointed a gun at me. There will not be a third.
Damn, boy. That's what I'm talking about, Jake. My nigga, are y'all watching this? That's it.
It'll be my pleasure to put a hydro shock in that
melon. Hey, wait.
No, but I'm gonna be cool. Now drop the fucking gun.
Now!
You wanna shoot me, Paul, go ahead, but I'm taking him with me.
I'm going, Alonzo.
This motherfucker's a fed, man.
He ain't no fed. He's just a quiet boy with a heart that got the drop on all you fools. Listen, everybody just take a deep breath and just defuse this thing. You hear me, Jake?
You can't pull this shit on me, man. I didn't sign up for this.
Okay, I know you're angry. Everybody, just put your guns down.
Hell no.
No. Quiet boy first.
Hey, listen to me. Put the guns down. That's an order. Put them down.
Use your ears and you hear me, Jake. Sometimes we gotta take this shit all away. It's not like we do this every day, all right? It's just the nature of the business. But no one will ever ask you again to pull the trigger if you don't want to, all right? Hey, Mark, where are you transferring to?
SIS.
SIS. Detective. You give me 18 months, I give you a career. We make the big seizures, Jake. We make the big arrests. But if you're in my unit, you gotta be in it all the way or not at all. You understand me? I mean, I thought you were man enough to handle this shit. I guess I was wrong. 5 proven decorated officers says that you're the shooter, okay? The investigators are gonna wanna pull a tube of your blood to check for intoxicants. What are they gonna find, Jake? Do the math. You've been smoking PCP all day, haven't you, huh? Remember?
You've been planning this all day?
I've been planning it all week, son. You talk that crazy shit, I'll make sure your blood gets to the lab. You wanna walk your little baby nuts around the block, you won't make it to the corner, but if you're cool, if you're cool, you're a hero. You're a virgin shooter above suspicion.
Alonzo, there's 2 shots left in that other stinger. We need to just kill your boy right now and say Roger got him coming through the door. No, we ain't killing nobody. This is a good man right here. He's got the magic eye. I can feel it. Just had a little freak out, that's all. We all been there. No, I say he's cool. And I say nobody's gonna hurt him. But you do have a decision to make, Jake. Because in about 10 seconds, this place is going to be overrun with blue suits. So why don't you please go outside, clear your head, or shoot me.
Hey, Paul.
Just one more.